Unit 15. Email is here to stay. Reading 1. Email is here to stay. The history of electronic mailing, commonly known as emailing, goes all the way back to 1969, when a professor in the computer science department at UCLA sent the first message via computer to a colleague at Stanford. The computer which sent the first message actually crashed right after the message was sent, but the message did reach its destination at Stanford. Email was born. Today, email dominates communication. In 2002, the internet provider AOL alone reported handling over 42 million emails each day. When the number of emails worldwide is compared to the number of pieces of mail sent each day, you will find that email usage is more than 7 times higher than snail mail usage. It is not hard to imagine why this is the case, since the costs of sending postcards and letters both domestically and internationally is so much higher than the cost of one local phone call used to send out a whole batch of emails. Not to mention the fact that email is more convenient than having to visit your mailbox or local post office. Email messages also beat postal delivery time hands down. While an international letter might take a week or more for delivery, an email message can be sent and responded to the same day. Due to such advantages, email is now widely used by people of all ages and in all walks of life. For the millions of children in the United States who have access to computers, sending electronic messages, both email and instant messages, was their main online activity. AOL began offering instant message, IM, services to its members in 1998, and it became an instant hit among teenagers. Whether in chat rooms or in personal one-to-one chats, teens now regularly spend time sending and receiving IMs almost every day. The majority of the more than 400 million IMs sent each day in the U.S. are written by teens. Between 70 to 80% of the faculty at American universities now use electronic messages to communicate with students and colleagues. Professors set up special bulletin boards on the internet for students to post questions and topics for discussion. Class syllabi can be found for computer classes, history, and psychology alike. And it's becoming more and more common for students to ask questions and seek advice from professors by exchanging emails rather than visiting a professor's office during office hours. In the workplace, email has now become another way for employers to monitor both what their employees are doing and what they are thinking. 27% of major U.S. firms say that they monitor emails at work. But even this seemingly negative aspect of emails, that is, the loss of privacy, is far outweighed by email's power to quickly disseminate information and maintain business contacts. Email has proven an invaluable tool in business-to-business, business-to-client, and colleague-to-colleague communication. Retired Americans are also getting into email. More and more senior citizens are packing introductory computer classes in libraries, community centers, and cruise ships. Between 1998 and 1999 alone, the number of Americans over the age of 55 who went online more than doubled to about 10%. And there even seems to be more benefits to email than just keeping in touch. Psychologists in Sweden, Portugal, Great Britain, and Ireland are studying how senior citizens can use both email and the internet to fight depression. Howard Adelman, a family therapist in Philadelphia, claims seniors are often depressed, and with depression comes withdrawal. Email brings them back into the world. Adelman urges all of his older patients to learn email as a form of therapy.